Good morning. This is Brother John Loniker again. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. I'm going to read from Jude, verse 1. It says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. I want you to take notice of that little phrase, preserved in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, we are preserved. It's a safe place to dwell. There is rest there, and peace, joy, and forgiveness for our sins. And so we are preserved in Christ Jesus. I just want to give you a little illustration. My wife does some canning, and she cans these foods and vegetables and fruits and meat, she cans them to preserve them, to keep them in a safe condition where they'll remain good and everything is well with it. And sometimes a seal breaks and she finds a can of spoiled food and it's no longer preserved. But as long as the can is sealed, the food is preserved. Well, our verse says, preserved in Jesus Christ. As long as we are in Jesus Christ, we are preserved. But Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, says there's some things that can spoil us to where we're no longer preserved. And I'm going to read it here in verse 8. It says, beware. The very first word of the verse says, beware. What do you think when you see a beware of the dog sign when you drive up to a place? You're vigilant. You're watching. Your eyes are looking around. Where's the dog? They have a beware of the dog sign out. But this verse starts out, beware lest any man spoil you. So there's the opposite of preserve. Beware lest any man spoil you. You know, man has a way of spoiling people. A man starts teaching his own philosophies, his own opinions, instead of the Word of God. And in this verse, we're going to see four things that spoil a Christian to where you are no longer preserved in Jesus Christ. The first thing it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. So it says philosophy. That means, the word philosophy means, for example, a man says he has a special insight into the Word of God that no one else has. It's not available to everyone, but it's only available to certain people. Some people say that you shouldn't read the Bible too much. It's only for the ministers to interpret. God has given them a special insight to interpret it. That is philosophy. And it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. We all have access to the throne of God. We all have access to hear the voice of God. And so that is the first thing the verse mentions that will spoil you. That is philosophy. And the next one says vain deceit. Vain deceit. Disguising things. Hypocrisy. Dishonesty. Dishonesty has a way of spoiling a Christian. And the next one, it says, after the tradition of man. The tradition of man will also spoil you. In Mark chapter 7, verse 6, this is Jesus, he's speaking to the Pharisees, and he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. And this is very real today. Men and women are bound to their traditions, even if the Word of God says opposite, they will stick to their tradition rather than obeying the Word of God. And so that is another thing that spoils people, the tradition of men. This will spoil you rather than preserve you. And the next one it mentions, it says, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. And the rudiments of the world will spoil you also. In 1 John chapter 2, the Apostle John writes this. He says, For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We all are made of the same stuff. We have flesh. We are made of flesh. And this flesh that dwells in us has appetites. And the Apostle Paul says that I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And so our flesh, when we get born again, is put to death. And it also says, and the lust of the eyes. You know, our eyes need to be under control and preserved in Jesus Christ. And the pride of life. Many people are proud of what they have accomplished in life. They have built up big businesses. They have gathered great wealth. They have gathered plenty, and they're proud of it. They're prideful of their life. And it says that this is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so we have four things here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, that spoil you. It says, Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Verse 9, For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete, or preserved, in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And so the scripture here teaches us that we should not be spoiled with these things, and Jude writes this to those who are preserved. So if you have not been preserved, if you have not been born again by the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to consider being preserved in Jesus Christ. You are already spoiled. But if you are a Christian, I would encourage you to beware of these four things that will spoil you. The Apostle Peter says that we should make our calling and election sure. So Jude says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So this morning, the question that I want to leave with you, are you preserved in Jesus Christ, or have you been spoiled? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray for each listener that you would bless them, Lord, and preserve them, Lord. And if they have been spoiled, I pray that you would bring them to repentance, Lord. For it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord Jesus, I ask this in your precious name. Amen. God bless you.